Quilltree Books and Harper Audio present All These Bodies by Kendara Blake, performed by Matt Godfrey. Known murders at the time of Marie Catherine Hale's arrest, September 18, 1958. September 18, 1958, the Carlson family, infant survived, Black Deer Falls, Minnesota. August 29, 1958, Stacy Lee Brandberg and Richard Covey, Madison, Wisconsin. August 8, 1958, discovered on the 16th, Walter and Evangeline Taylor, Sioux City, Iowa. August 13, 1958, Merrill Monty Letourneau and an unidentified drifter, Highway 30, east of Dunlap, Iowa. August 24, 1958, Cheryl Warrens, Mason City, Iowa. August 18, 1958, Jeff Booker and Stephen Hill, Mobile Service Station, Clarion, Iowa. August 6, 1958, Angela Hawk and Beverly Nordahl, Norfolk, Nebraska. August 3, 1958, Peter Knupp, Loup City, Nebraska. Chapter 1. May 1st, 1959. In the summer of 1958, the murders that would come to be known as the Bloodless Murders or the Dracula Murders swept through the Midwest, beginning in Nebraska and sawing through Iowa and Wisconsin before turning back to my hometown of Black Deer Falls, Minnesota. Before it was over, the murders would claim the lives of 17 people of different ages and backgrounds. All would be discovered with similar wounds, their throats slit or their wrists cut. A few sustained deep cuts to the inner thigh. Each of the victims died from blood loss, yet each of the crime scenes was suspiciously clean of blood. Bloodless. By the end of August, the murders had tracked eastward, closer and closer to the Minnesota border. We'd been following the trail in the papers, marking each new victim on the map. When those two college kids were found killed in an abandoned house outside of Madison, Wisconsin, it was like a sigh of relief. It was terrible what had happened to those kids. Richard Covey and Stacy Lee Brandberg had been their names. They'd been graduate students and engaged to be married. We were sorry that it had happened to them, that it had happened at all. But at least they'd been all the way over in Madison. The murders had passed us by. Minnesota had been spared, and whoever had done it, and however they had done it, they were probably most of the way up to Canada. Black Deer Falls is only 170 miles from the Canadian border, back in the other direction. There was no reason for the killers to turn around, to cross another state line. We thought we were safe. And then, on the night of September 18th, the murder spree that had held the country in its thrall for the entire month of August ended here, when it claimed the lives of Bob and Sarah Carlson. And their son, Stephen. The only perpetrator in the murder spree to be found would be apprehended that night, a 15-year-old girl named Marie Catherine Hale. She was found standing in the middle of the Carlson's bodies, which, like all of the others, had been drained of blood. But unlike all of the others, we knew where the blood had gone. Marie Hale was covered in it from head to toe. It was the story of a century, the story of a lifetime. It should have happened in Chicago or New York and been handled by cops and reporters who had seen it all before. The guys in movies ducking past speeding cars, hats pulled down and collars up against the rain, a short silver pistol tucked up his sleeve and a cigarette burned down to his knuckles. It should have happened there and been handled by them. Not in rural Minnesota where nothing ever happened but more of the same, and not handled by my dad and our nearing-retirement public defender. Not handled, unbelievably, by me. Michael Jensen, 17-year-old nobody from nowhere, who wanted to be a journalist someday but hadn't gotten further than delivering papers. Unqualified, untested. Take your pick of descriptors that mean a kid in over his head. But sometimes the story chooses the writer, not the other way around. Or so says my mentor, Matt McBride. He's the editor of our local Black Deer Falls Star, and in this case, it's especially true. Marie Catherine Hale chose me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?